This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
Today is a day where we're talking about podcasts and music and Apple and iOS and movies, all in one swift show until about 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we have a question for you, which involves a poll as well, if you'd like to take part. The question is, what have you been listening to the most over the past 6 months? Has it been podcasts? Has it been music? Has it been radio? Has it been something else? And if it is something else, we'd like to know what it is. Of course, those polls are over on Twitter and on Instagram. And if you'd like to take part in a conversation, 018-789-8899. This is coming off the back of a story that Chris will be covering in just a moment about whether or not podcasts and music, are they competitors or comrades? Then I'll be talking about how Apple have allowed game streaming on their iOS, something we've talked about briefly in the past. And then Arv will be wrapping up with how Tenet are guarding their its box office secrets. If you have or have not seen Tenet, I believe that one of the issues with it is that the sound is a little bit muffled, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe it's all part of the whole big thing about
the whole marketing scheme.
The whole marketing scheme.
Maybe
it could well be. Yeah. Right, Chris.
Hi.
Kick us off, will you?
Indeed. So in April of this year, Spotify did some digging. As a platform that hosts both music and podcasts, they were curious to see if the two mediums were competing with each other or coexisting peacefully.
Mm.
So in this research, Spotify asked whether adopting podcasts as a new medium influences listeners' previous habits for consuming music. And they found that in general, adding podcast consumption to listeners' like diet, quote unquote, of content doesn't take away time from music streaming, but rather that listeners make adjustments to their schedules to fit in both content types. So in the study, they first identified users who listened to their very first podcast on Spotify after the 1st of March 2019 and became podcast adopters within 2 months, which they defined as people who listened to at least 1 hour of a show and 3 episodes of that show, based on user research. And they found that after the adopters started listening to podcasts, they spent on average 20% more total time per week streaming on Spotify, which indicates that as people pick up podcast listening, they tend to add it to their previous habits instead of fitting more content into the same time frame streaming.
Yeah.
And while adding podcasts very mildly lowered users' music listening time on average, the change was insignificant in relation to the 20% increase in overall listening time. So how do new podcast adopters make room for this new type of content? Turns out that the average podcast adopter will adjust their routine and open up like new time slots for podcast listening that indicate a difference in perceived purpose for each content type. So, for example, on average, podcast adopters listen to podcasts more often on weekdays, particularly during typical commute times, while they tend to listen to music more often on weekends. And also, they listen to podcasts more in the mornings and music more in the evenings. Another interesting insight was that music listening is apparently more of an everyday activity, but podcast listening seems to be more of a weekly activity as well. And analysis on the podcast categories also showed that certain show types, such as stories, comedy, and true crime, tended to serve as gateways for activating users to become podcast adopters. And it revealed that users that start their podcast listening journey with one of those categories are more likely to stay podcast listeners for longer amounts of time.
Interesting. My podcast consumption has dropped significantly. And a part of that is I am one of those consumers who listens to podcasts during commute, right? But during COVID, and I felt as though part of me wants to communicate with the person that's driving me around, right? Sometimes. Normally, I'd be the person sat in the back just like being completely silent with my headphones on. But now I feel, I think I need that little bit of connection almost.
With the outside world.
Yeah, and I feel bad about putting the headphones in and having to listen to, you know, one of my favorite podcasts. I would say I'm about that. But yeah, for music in the evening, definitely. That's when I'm listening to my tunes.
But the more interesting thing is that the research shows that people are listening to podcasts also listen to music simultaneously. So they are sort of like percentage of people who listen to podcasts go up, and then at the same time they're also exploring more music in a way. Because, which is interesting.
I mean, the app hosts both, right? So while you're already on there listening to your favorite podcast, you can be looking for like a new album or a new song or whatever. Like,
so I don't know if this is a thing that a lot of people do, because what I do is if I'm listening to a short podcast, like capsule size podcast, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I will queue a couple of songs after the podcast, and then I will queue another podcast after the second
like
song.
Like your own commercial break.
Yeah, so it's like your own.
You are radio through and through.
Wow.
Because if you're driving to work, let's say it takes me like 45 minutes to get to work in traffic, I can do maybe like 3-4 of those capsule size podcasts, but I don't want to listen to them back to back because they're about like different topics and such, and I also want to get my music listening in, so I sort of shuffle them in a way that I listen to one and then there's a couple of songs that I like and then it just fades into the next podcast.
Right.
That's interesting. But if you are watching something on Netflix, for example, I mean, obviously they're a bit longer, the episode. You're not scheduling like a quote-unquote commercial break into those, are you?
No, but also Netflix can get you tired sometimes. True. So that's another thing. If you want to binge on like half an hour shows, the maximum I can do is maybe 3 episodes before I stop.
That's interesting.
I don't listen to podcasts on Spotify really as of yet, because I use the Apple Podcasts app and also the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and Google Play.
Well done.
Nice plug.
But in all seriousness, I find the most interesting thing about this study is the fact that people were not commuting during this time. They were not going to work. No one was, well, very few people, apart from essential workers, were traveling to the office at this time, but they still felt like they needed to have podcasts on in the mornings as a sort of replacement for what would have been entertainment on their commute.
All the stuff on radio.
Traditional radio in their car, yeah. The interesting thing is, does it actually show whether or not the numbers have gone up to podcast listenership during COVID?
No. The particular article and the research that Spotify did in this particular instance did not reflect the general activity.
Right.
But I would imagine there must have been a spike.
There must have been. We would hope, right?
Hear from an expert shortly, because I did ask him that exact question.
All right, there we go.
One more question. Like, I wanted to ask you guys, what would get you into podcasts? Like, you're into podcasts, I'm into podcasts, and you said true crime, and that was basically it. Like, Serial got me into podcasts.
Yeah, science. Science podcasts. The very well done science podcast. When something, the kind of explain like I'm five kind of podcast, where they take this very, very difficult concept and make it very easily digestible, I think, is something that's a very good gateway into podcast listening.
The Vox style of doing things.
I'm a narrative kind of girl. I think especially because I've kind of stopped reading a lot, like in recent years. I'm picking up reading again because I've had time recently. But I find that the podcasts I listen to are generally very story-based, or there's someone reading out something, or it's something that is like a fictional narrative being told. I find that very compelling.
Okay, let's take a short break. We're going to ask you guys, what have you been listening to the most over the past 6 months? Has it been podcasts? Has it been music? Has it been radio or something else? Do let us know. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. This is a really interesting experiment for advertisers as well, so they can look at some of the numbers that we're getting and maybe target the right people.
Different demographics.
And different demographics, yes. Let's have some music. This is Phantom Planet with California here on BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back, folks. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury with
Arvind Viraj
and Christine Wong.
The question that we are asking you today, what have you been listening to the most over the past 6 months? Is it podcasts? Is it music? Is it radio? Or is it something else? We've got some poll numbers on Twitter and they are...
Well, I want to say like radio's at like 75% or whatever, but it's at 19.3%. Music's at 52.9%. Podcast is at 22.7%. We also have a message from Redza who says, I've been listening to the radio more nowadays, especially BFM. Very informative. And at the same time, you played really cool music. I also enjoyed your late nights and early morning shows. Very nice.
Yeah, and also the late morning shows, right? Right, Redza?
Yeah, the late morning
the
shows.
The afternoon shows.
Afternoon shows, noon shows. Message here from... Chia, who says, what are you kidding? What else? BFM is only what I need, what I heard all the way until now.
Aww.
Aww. So nice. And what have we got over on our Insta story?
More pandering. No, I mean,
give us more.
It's very lovely. But we do. Kenya Lang 13 says dollar and cents. And I'm not sure if he means ringgit and cents, which is our very own Roshan Kandasan's show here on The Morning Run. Brorick _ Pat says podcasts. Noor Diana says music, because the news / anything that requires brain is too much, which I really connect to.
Yes, absolutely do get that. And I can understand why that number at 52.9% is at music.
Yep.
Because there's an awful lot of... When you live and breathe media, right, and you're having to listen to podcasts as well, there's that time when you just need to tune out, literally.
Information overload?
Yes, absolutely.
See, here's the interesting thing is that I would actually pick other because I don't technically listen to podcasts. I listened to YouTube videos, basically, which is funny because you would think that I would just listen to podcasts that are YouTube videos without the video. I don't watch the videos, but there are a lot of... like animated versions of myths and history and stuff like that I've started to get into, like these little summaries of all this stuff. And I've been listening to them, not watching them, listening on YouTube. So
another thing that I've kind of been listening to as well is, you know, like white noise and pink noise and brown noise.
Pink noise?
Yeah, pink noise, it's a kind of different frequency on this.
I thought you're going to say it's a new musician. We're not as cool.
Copyrighted here, 2020. No, but all these different kind of...
Background ambience.
Yes, it literally just switches your brain off and puts you in that place where you don't have to listen to anything. And it's just that nice kind of thing where you can just switch your brain off. And that's helpful. Or has been for me, especially if somebody's got tinnitus as well, or you've been listening to you know, other kind of noise all day. But anyway, we should probably listen to an expert's opinion on this topic of discussion. You had John Paul Best?
Yes. He's the head of media at Nielsen Media Malaysia, and I got him to answer a few questions for us. So the first question I had was, are podcasts becoming popular enough to compete with music on streaming services?
I think in reality, podcasts remain relatively niche. The latest Nielsen data shows that only around about 1% of the population has actually downloaded or listened to a podcast in the past month. This compares to 7% of the population who've listened to music online in the same period. So you can see that in the country as a whole, podcasts still have some way to go before they reach the same level of popularity of online music streaming. Whilst both of these platforms are likely to increase in the coming years, as I often say, we need to look beyond our Bangsar bubble or even our KL bubble to look at what the average Malaysian is consuming on a frequent basis. So to add further context here, what we see is around about 3/4 of the population claim to have listened to the radio within the same time period. So that is why radio is often deemed to be the most powerful audio medium, as it has such a high and frequent listenership.
Is there a demographic difference between who listens to podcasts and who listens to music?
So with my research hat on here, I have to say that we need to be a little bit cautious. As the podcast audience is so niche and still relatively small, we have to be careful when drawing any types of comparisons against the larger music streaming profile. But saying that, the audiences are not too dissimilar. They generally tend to be more male, younger, especially podcast listeners, which could be a result of student classes moving to podcasts and online formats. Both also come from households where the average monthly income is around about 5,500 ringgit per month. We see more pronounced differences when we actually compare the profile of those who listen to podcasts and streaming against those who listen to traditional radio. Those who listen to streaming and podcasts tend to be more likely to be male, whereas the traditional radio audience is a lot more equally distributed in terms of gender. Those who listen to podcasts and streaming also tend to be a lot younger. The average age is round about 29 years, compared to 39 years for those who listen to the radio.
That's an interesting demographic.
Yeah.
Okay, has there been an uptick in general activity on streaming services, do you think, in the past few months?
So despite the upheaval we've all been through in the past 6 to 8 months and the disruption in terms of our media consumption habits, when we look at the percentage of the population who has recently streamed music or listened to a podcast, the results are relatively consistent with what we saw a year ago. Now, this, you know, at surface level, could be deemed to be quite surprising. But I actually think it's down to how we go about engaging with audio. So relatively speaking, listening to audio of any kind is a more passive activity than watching something on screen. Furthermore, we often listen to radio when we're doing something else, when we're multitasking. For example, if we're in our car, you know, stuck in the jam, if we're in the gym, you know, if we're walking outside. And all of these activities were significantly impacted by the lockdown restrictions. So this could be why audio streaming has not experienced the same kind of increases that we saw for TV viewing and for OTT streaming.
So I've got thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, podcasts and podcasting has been this thing that a lot of people have decided to take up over the past few months as well. And there's always been this, well, I say always, there's been this line of thinking that podcasts are potentially the way for people to start, or companies to start monetizing as well. And there's always been a bit of a difficulty in monetizing podcasts one way or another. How do you do it? What's the best way of doing it? Is it to put an advert at the beginning of the podcast, in the middle of the podcast, at the end of a podcast? Any advertising at all or any of that kind of stuff. Now, if podcasts were seen as a medium that were going to make any money at some point, then I think in a period of lockdown where people have ample time to start listening to podcasts, should they have decided to, this would have been a great time to have done that and proven that they are potentially a way of monetizing a product. And the fact that they haven't as of yet is fairly telling, I think,
but I think
and upsetting in a way.
But I think at the same time, also companies were not really focusing on starting a podcast in the middle of a pandemic with, you know, the economy kind of tanking globally and stuff like that. And I think, you know, John Paul's point about how, generally speaking, audio is a more passive medium.
Yeah.
I think it's just like not, in a funny way, I do get what you mean, where like it should have been the right time to experiment with that sort of thing since people were at home. But I don't know. I feel like people were more interested in maybe between the two pursuing the more active like visual mediums instead.
I don't know, you know, because this news just came out yesterday where Spotify sort of poached, I wouldn't say poached, they tapped a veteran Hollywood deal maker. Her name is Jean Chee. Mm-hmm. She used to work at Paramount. So she worked on a lot of big films like A Quiet Place 2, Mission Impossible 7, Rocket Man, stuff like that. She was working at A24, Lionsgate. Mm. And they brought her on board to make business deals for them. And we've heard like what in the last 6 months, they got Joe Rogan for millions
of
dollars.
Huge amounts of money.
They also bought the Ringer Network. I think that was like also tens of million. Mm. So I don't know. I think maybe they're finding it not difficult, but they're preparing or planning to monetize. It's going to be like a huge, huge business. It just hasn't got there 100% yet. Mm.
But then on the flip side, if you look at something that we really were not talking about 6 months ago, but now we talk about on a daily basis, webinars, you know, they are now already starting to monetize. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, coming up on Thursday, it's the Back to Business New Face of Consumers. And I will be hosting and moderating that event where we're looking at the new face of consumers on the 17th of September, of course, 1:30 until around 2:15 p.m. on facebook.com/BFM radio. Mm. Did I do a nice little advert then? See, I'm monetizing.
Well, we have a song coming up that reflects exactly how I feel, which is Why Can't I Be Like You with my segues.
Because you need
cure.
The cure. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.